This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Skuring and Utermarkt, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, and the Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Precision Pulley and Idler, Hubes Garage, Melcher Dallas Schools, Craig Douglas and Doxy Express, and Van Wall Equipment in Knoxville and Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Why do our first responders do what they do? In the 10th part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in depth with Joe Merstick, Chief of the Pleasantville Police Department. Joe, how long have you been in police work?
I've been in police work since 1987. I was actually a reserve officer. I started with the Linn County Sheriff's Office down there as a reserve in 1987, and I was certified in 1992 as a full-time police officer.
So you spent a few years before you were certified as a reserve.
I did, yes.
And what were you doing otherwise?
I was going through school, going to college, and then I worked for Hy-Vee, and I worked for Target. I had two different jobs, so trying to put myself through school and living on romaine noodles and a cheap apartment with another guy. So,
was your dream always to be in law enforcement?
No, I think I had a desire to do something. I think I wanted to test the waters. That's why I became a reserve officer to start out with, just to see if I would enjoy it. And I was fortunate enough to work with a deputy that became a really good friend of mine, and he put kind of humor into law enforcement and why we obviously take things very seriously. There's also a humor side in law enforcement, and that got me kind of the taste that I liked and enjoyed, and the diversity that law enforcement brings versus a desk job that you might work Monday through Friday and do the same thing. I just didn't want to do a job that was repetitive, so mm-hmm. Law enforcement was kind of my forte.
Well, it's interesting here in Pleasantville because you've got the small town, but you've got the two big highways coming through. Does that present challenges?
It does. It just depends on, what we're actually doing. We work with the Governor Transportation Board for GTSB is what it is. And so we do traffic enforcement on Highway 5, which brings different people through Pleasantville. And if we're on a traffic stop, we deal with all sorts of different people and different problems. So,
yeah, I bet. Has there been an interesting one lately that you can tell us about?
No, not really. I think that's why I enjoy law enforcement. You just never know what you're going to get into. But, for the most part, when we interact with the public, it's generally positive. I think we see a lot of negative things regarding law enforcement and interaction with the public. But I think we're real fortunate to live in the Midwest. And I think there's a trust that, particularly in Marion County, there's a trust with law enforcement that people that live here have, generally speaking. And I'm really, I'm fortunate to be in Pleasantville, and I think we have got a good relationship with the public.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Josh Mick, McCoy True Value, Houston's on Main, Verduft Agency, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Police Department, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Racing, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with Chief Joe Merstick with the Pleasantville Police Department. There was a little bit of public pressure about changing the speed limits there around town. There were some people that were pretty peeved on that, but they were pretty much peeved on Facebook, I presume.
Yeah, we did take some calls, and there was some concerns, legitimate concerns. But I think what the public needs to take in consideration is that we didn't offer that. I think the DOT based that speed limit based on crash history. And there was several accidents up there, a few fatality accidents, a few accidents that were people were severely injured that posed that speed limit to be changed down to 55. and that 10-mile-an-hour difference seems like a lot, and it adds maybe a minute or two extra from the junction of 90 and 92 and Highway 5 to the city limits. But I think the DOT's argument is we have to have safety first, and that 10-mile-an-hour difference in a crash could really make a difference of if that's a survivable crash or fatality.
Have you noticed fewer crashes?
There has been some fewer crashes. I think the speed limit does help. I think we also have the state patrol out there more than what we used to because of the speed limit. But people generally are pretty good. I think the statistics, I don't have them in front of me, but are less than what they have been in the last couple of years, yes.
Now, I presume speeding and traffic violations is the number one thing that you work with, right? Is that wrong?
In Pleasantville, I really think it's community relations. I don't think we're out there as stopping cars and writing tickets. That's not what I was hired to do, and that's not what my officers are trained to do. They will do it if they have to, but we try to treat people as a small town department should, and we try to take care of our own first, making sure that the community's satisfied, and if they have a need, that we're meeting that need and that expectation of what's expected of us as far as a law enforcement agency. So, no, it's not just about traffic. It's more public relations than anything, I think, for us.
And so by public relations, you mean, getting out and talking with different people or different civic groups, going into the schools, talking to me?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a matter of going out there. People know my door's open all the time. I always like bring people, especially I've got a few friends that are in larger law enforcement departments that come down here, and I'll drive down in the summertime with my windows open, and people will say, "Hi, Joe, hi," you know, and they'll call the officer by his first name. Some of the officers from larger departments find that different because it's more of a, "Hey, I'm an officer, or I'm a chief." We want to be known as just, "Hey, we're just another person on the street trying to do a job," and that's where that trust factor really comes in for us, and I think in a smaller community, you have to have it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Motor Inn Auto Group Service Department, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Every Step, Mahaska Bottling Company, Culver's Appella, 2B Constructed, and Corner Sundry.
I continued my conversation with Chief Joe Murstick with the Pleasantville Police Department. So in the big communities, maybe there's more of a, I don't know, maybe you need more of a harder presence, a more strict presence, maintaining a distance?
Well, I think from larger departments, if you look at the statistics, they're actually they recognize that public relations is critical in law enforcement, especially with the stereotypes that are out there right now that the social media is presenting us as. And it's not, you know, larger departments, you're going from call to call versus here, you might have two or three a day that you can resolve. So some of the larger departments are signing people solely for community relations. I know that my son works for a department in eastern Iowa that they have a dedicated officer that all he does is go to public relations events, meetings, things like that, just so they have a name with a face and they're representing the police department.
Your son decided to follow in your footsteps.
Yes, he does, and he really enjoys it. I'm very proud of him.
And where's he at?
He's in Coralville.
Coralville. And so do you exchange war stories?
We exchange stories, sure. Some good, some bad. I think from his age, he saw his dad, you know, at a younger age, experience some things that I couldn't talk to him about, but now I can because he's seen some of the same things. And I think mental health is a huge thing, not only for us to go out and go to a call and deal with, but it's also the officers itself. We have to have a good head on our shoulders and be able to talk to people when we need to.
Do you have to resist the tendency to be dad? And when he explains things, and you have to say, oh, you should have done it this way.
I try not to second guess him because I really trust what he's doing. And I think he's in a department where they've really got a good leadership program, and he's mentored by some really, really good people. So I try to bite my tongue, but he knows I'm still his dad. So
more in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by American Family Insurance agent Phil Griffin, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Iowa Clinics Indianola with same-day appointments, Indianola School District, and Sports Page Grill in Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, the Pella Walmart, Vanderbeek Photography, Indianola Memorial Works, Tyson's of Pella, and Ellis Law Office in Indianola.
I continued my conversation with Chief Joe Murstick with the Pleasantville Police Department. Have you ever gone on a ride-along with him?
I haven't yet, no. I think that we're going to schedule that here this spring, so.
Are there any special challenges that the Pleasantville Police Department faces? Seems like Pleasantville's growing, proximity to Des Moines, affordability. I mean, are those things you're thinking about? And you're also city administrator, we should tell people that.
Right, and yeah, you're exactly right. And I think the main challenge that I have right now is looking down the road, not just what we're faced with now, but what are we going to be faced with in 3 to 5 years? And I think the public needs to understand that we can't just hire an officer and put them out on the street and have them fully functional. It takes years to build up relationships with the community and what the expectations are for that officer. So it doesn't happen overnight. And I think as we grow, we're going to have to look into hiring some more people. And unfortunately, we're growing, but our tax base isn't growing as much as what we would like. So we're going to be faced with some challenges here in the next couple of years and trying to figure out how we're going to restructure things.
What do you do when you're not at the office or out on patrol?
We have a host exchange student that we have at our house right now. She's from the Republic of Georgia, so we spend a lot of time with her volunteering, trying to get her active in the community, and that's kind of a new thing for us. We were empty nesters for a long time, and so now we have somebody in our house, so we spend a lot of time with her. You know, I obviously like the outdoors and like to spend time with family and friends.
What's the best part of being a police officer?
Well, the old thing is helping people. I like to help people. And to me, that's true. I think that's why I'm in a small town. I could have stayed in a larger town and worked one of those officers or supervisors going to call. That was not what my specialty was. I think I fit very good in a small town. It's been a good fit for me. I like dealing with the public and trying to resolve some of their problems and building that trust up with them.
Thanks to Chief Joe Murstick for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.